morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Happy New Year. This morning, we are joined in the studio by Mr. Ian Fennell, who is at Good Sam as a health programs manager. Ian Fennell, welcome.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I'm really excited. Happy New Year to all the listeners.
So tell our listeners, what is Good Sam and what you all do in the community?
Good Samaritan Health Center of Atlanta is a nonprofit Christian-based organization. The founder started this about 20 years ago, almost. I think it's the 19th year. And its basic function is to serve the underserved populations of Metro Atlanta. We focus on specific zip codes, and we also focus on priority counties. But we do primary care, dental care, mental behavioral health, nutritional health. We're working on getting the gym, fitness center, and we have an urban farm. So we're working on making it a one-stop shop for all those people who are in the underserved communities. So barriers to access are not a problem.
I love that. One-stop shop from the urban farm to the dentistry. That is a wonderful thing that we need more of. I reached out to Good Sam because January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and one of the things that you all are doing are women's health screenings throughout the month of January. Could you share with our listeners why you're doing these screenings and how they can get more information if they need a screening?
Yes. So as you mentioned, Cervical Health Awareness Month, January, similar to Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. And under my purview of health programs manager would be taking care of those breast and cervical cancer programs. So January, we have all these screenings, different days. We also wanted to incorporate the mobile unit for mobile mammography through Emory St. Joseph's to come out. But early detection is key. You're going to hear that no matter where you go or who you speak with. If you catch it early, even if there isn't anything going on, at least you know. So that's the big reason why we're doing it. Those who are in Fulton and DeKalb are the ones we're reaching out to now. And as I mentioned before, we do specify or we prioritize certain zip codes, but Fulton and DeKalb counties, no matter what zip code you're in, are eligible. We're looking for women over the age of 40 for the mammogram screenings, and then we're looking for women 20 and over for their pap smears. You can call the number 678-553-4903. Follow the prompts on that voicemail and it'll tell you what message to leave. It'll likely be me responding to you if you do leave that message. We can get you pre-registered for any of the services you might require.
Now, you mentioned early detection, and I've come across people who actually say, well, you know, I don't have insurance, so I don't want to know because I'm not going to be able to fix it. Share with our listeners why that's the wrong attitude and why early detection is so important.
Number one, I would say early detection is so important because whether you do or don't have insurance, there are avenues to which you can get help after you find out there's something going on. Even some insurances only cover the initial screening. So if you need a diagnostic or an ultrasound, that's not going to necessarily be covered by your health coverage provider. Then also, I would say for our events at Good Samaritan, we're offering them free of charge. And then we will cover you because we get your results. We will provide you with your results. And we'll make sure we continue care through Emory St. Joseph's until you are taken care of and get the help that you need.
So there is no excuse. There is no reason. If you haven't had a pap smear in a number of years, if you haven't had a mammogram in a number of years for whatever reason, this is an opportunity.
Exactly. I encourage anybody to take advantage, whether you haven't had a pap smear in a long time, whether you've never had one, whether you're not sure if you need one. There's nothing wrong with reaching out. We're trying to remove one of the big barriers to healthcare access, which is finance. That's probably at the root of a lot of barriers to health. So, you know, that's what this is all about, raising awareness and getting people treated.
And the pap smear is important for women. You mentioned 20, but if you're sexually active,
correct,
you should try and have a pap smear at least once a year.
Correct.
And what is it about being sexually active? Why is a pap smear important for our young ladies who are, you know, living their lives out there?
Pap smears, because we're also going to do potentially co-testing, depending on your age, for HPV. But it's able to detect certain abnormalities in your cervical cells and then other cells that might become cancerous further along the line. So that could lead to infertility and other kind of reproductive health issues. If you catch those things early, then we can go ahead and get you treated. We can, you know, keep you up to date on what you need to do and the steps to take. So that way it doesn't turn anything very serious, I would say.
And that to me is the most important thing about early detection, because at early detection, you actually have more options for treatment than if you waited until, you know, 5-6 years later, and then your options are limited and your recovery or your chance to come back in full health is limited.
Exactly. Younger ladies, actually, a lot of times HPV or things like that might push themselves out faster than if you're older. But if you wait, then the chances are your cells aren't going to recover the same way because you're getting older. And then it's going to develop into something that might be a lot more severe, and it's going to be a lot more costly or time consuming. And so early detection, like I said, is always key.
Now, Ian, you have mentioned a couple of times the letters HPV. HPV is human papillomavirus,
correct,
which is a precursor to cervical cancer.
Yes.
Why is finding out that HPV status important to young ladies, and what are other options that they can begin to look at to combat the HPV challenge?
HPV, yes, precursor to cervical cancer, but it's sexually transmitted, and a lot of times it can be asymptomatic. There's certain strains of it that can lead to cervical cancer. There's certain that are not. But if you find out your status, then you can know what to tell your future partners, what to expect, how to go forward. We also do, at Good Samaritan, we do encourage vaccinations if you are okay with that. So we do HPV vaccinations for young women up until the age of eligibility. And that's something that we like to tell our parents about when they come and bring their children. And we try to advertise it as not, an avenue to let your child become sexually active, but it's more prevention of cancer. This shot's going to prevent cancer, not allow your child to become sexually active and feel free about it.
And HPV is a common virus. I think 80% of all adults
extremely,
in the United
yes.
States have HPV. So it's not anything to be ashamed of. It's just something that you need to be aware of.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes.
And the awareness is important again, because as you mentioned, it can lead to, you know, cervical cancer. And even though cancers on a whole have been on the downtick, cervical cancer, which is completely preventable, is something that we see being kind of stubborn in African American community.
Yes, that's a good point, and I was actually going to touch on that. What you know is that cancer doesn't have bias, but it seems that the incidence is very high in and morbidity is high in women of color. There are going to be quality of life indicators that are going to have an effect on that, clearly. But right now we know that in the underserved communities, especially with women of color, those things are, you know, it's popping up often, and it's even leading to some death at a higher rate than it is with women that, you know, non-color, you know. So we try to make sure that we are reaching out to the communities. That's why we're located where we are, to let them know we are here for you, especially if you need to come reach out to us.
And I want to say again, cervical cancer in our community is preventable. This is not a death sentence. This is not something that you, have to obtain and deal with. This is completely preventable if you follow some guidelines, which are the screenings.
Correct. We treat patients every month, every year, every years, whether they've been diagnosed with cervical cancer or not. But through those screenings and then the processes afterwards, they're completely treated and they're living regular, normal lives. So it's not like you said, it's not a death sentence at all.
So one more time for our listeners, Good Sam, it's here, it's in the community. How can our listeners get information? How can our listeners take advantage of the free screenings that are taking place in January?
Yes, we are in the community right off of Donald Lee Hollowell Parkway, past the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, or off the intersection of Donald Lee Hollowell and Lowry. So we are in the community. We are a little bit easy to miss. So you can always check out our website at www.goodsamatlanta.org. And as far as taking advantage of the free screenings for this month, the number is 678-553-4903. You'll follow the message prompts, and then it'll likely be me getting back to you to go ahead and schedule you or at least provide you with more information.
And I know you mentioned multiple dates. Can we share those dates?
You sure can. We have one on the 10th of January. We have the 19th of January. We have the 26th of January and the 31st. On Fridays, we do open our doors to the homeless population for those women that might never receive a pap or a mammogram. So that's a big reason why I picked some of those days. But also, we will be open in the afternoons, extended hours, in the event that there are other women that want to come and that are going to take advantage of these events.
Well, I am so happy that Good Sam is here and doing this wonderful work. Wonderful that you guys gave multiple days. So find a day that'll fit your schedule. And make sure you get those screenings for early detection.
I appreciate you guys having us. And, you know, I love ways to get the word out. You can always check out our website at www.goodsamatlanta.org. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ian Fennell. We appreciate your taking the time.
All
Take
right.
care.
Thank you.